Kate, that's got to be the longest train ride I ever took.
We're on time.
Well, Balehaven is really in the sticks, isn't it?
I thought of it, Nancy. You're here where you wanted to be.
Yeah, and I almost missed it thanks to Mom.
Oh, well, I'd better get my overnight bag down.
Oh, yeah, I'll do it.
Thanks.
Oh. Hey, are you excited, Kelly?
Of course I'm excited.
Mom says he's very attractive.
Who?
Mr. Cushing. Tony, the man who's getting the job for you.
He's not getting any job for me. He suggested my name, that's all.
Well, he's dated you.
How did all this talk about me come up?
Oh, well, Mom said if you were going to the city meeting some strange man, that was up to you. You were older and you'd been married.
You've
and
got
you
to
knew...
be kidding.
Well, those weren't her exact words, but that's what she meant. She didn't want me running around with guys she and Dad didn't know, you know. Oh, we're in. Oh. Look, Kate, I'll take your bag up to the studio club with me now.
Oh,
here's the address and the phone number, and I'll leave the key at the desk.
Well, when are we going to meet?
I don't know, but don't worry. Make yourself at home, and if I'm late, I'll call you. Okay?
Well, that's not very definite.
Look, just don't worry, and don't lose the address.
Oh, look what I've done. David gave me a little going-away present. I put it in my purse and forgot to open it.
I'll bet it's an address book with his name in it. Real corny. Come on, let's move.
Nancy, where are you going?
I'm going up these stairs. It's shorter for me. I'll see you.
Nancy, wait! Nancy!
Welcome to the big town, Mrs. Wakefield.
Tony, I didn't expect you.
You should have. Love is gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms. Brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers.
Mike, I got another item that just broke.
What you got?
Double column head for the garage fire and a box on the youth center swimming meet, front page.
Okay, got it.
Thanks.
What were you doing in the press room, David?
I was bothering Mike.
You're bothering me, too. This is your day off.
I like my work, Peg.
Sure, but when nothing's breaking.
Look, if there's no news, we make it.
Oh, are you checking up on me?
Oh, look, Peg.
I've got the desk when you're off. Why wouldn't I wonder?
Look, you are the best news girl in this county, and you know it.
You mean the best news person.
That person. I forgot.
What's wrong with it? If I'm good, I want to be good against all comers, male and female. But, I'll make an exception in your case. You can think of me as a girl, David.
It'd be a little hard not to.
That's more like it. This is the last day of the carnival. I've got to go out and take pictures. The winners, you know. Who made the best pie, who won the car raffle. Why don't you come with me?
Okay.
Skip it if it's a job.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Faye. Sure, I'll go.
When you're in the mood like this, there's only one explanation.
No, we can't skip that.
You really ought to level with me, David. I'm a better friend to Kate Wakefield than you give me credit for.
Let's go, shall we?
No. I want to say something right here outside the press room. Arthur Wakefield gave me a copy of that last speech he was going to make about son Tom. I could have written an article that would have blown that whole Tom Wakefield story wide open again.
I know that. You never told me why you changed your mind.
Maybe a small shred of human decency. Maybe I wanted to see Kate have a little luck. Not that she's out of the woods yet.
Meaning what?
I've got to get to work, David. Shall we take your car or mine? That's it, David. I got everything I wanted.
I'm afraid I wasn't much help.
This camera and I sleep together. Besides, you're doing the driving. Want to buy me a drink?
You've earned it.
The Green Gate?
Let's try the Chinese place.
David, before we get there, I want to tell you something. Then I can enjoy myself.
It's your nickel.
It's about Kate.
Say, can we drop that subject?
Now, wait a minute, lover boy. This might be useful. Besides, it isn't really about Kate. It's about her late husband, Tom.
Hey, he's dead nearly 3 years. Let's forget him.
Okay. But nobody's going to forget him until the whole truth is told.
It's been told.
That's what Arthur Wakefield wanted us to think. But there's more to it. More than any of us know.
What have you been digging into?
Not a thing. I just keep my eyes open. You know who I saw in this town the other day?
Who?
Ever hear of Stephen Wolfe?
Yeah, lawyer. Disbarred for taking bribes, I think.
I saw him outside the Wakefield real estate office. It was closed, but he was looking in.
What do you make of that?
I'm asking you, David. I know what I think.
Do, Kate?
Oh, it's marvelous, Tony.
There's a little garden out in back, but I like that better for dinner.
Are we going to have time for all this?
Well, we have the whole afternoon.
Oh, my appointment's at 3.
Oh, right. Well, I changed that.
You changed it?
Yeah, I have to leave for Paris tomorrow, and I wanted as much of the day with you as I could get.
I see.
What's wrong?
Nothing, really. But you said that if I didn't keep the appointment you'd made, it would be very difficult to arrange another.
When did I say that?
Yesterday, when I almost canceled out.
Oh? Well, I had to call Ross on business this morning, as a matter of fact, and he said 5 would be more convenient than 3 for him.
Ah, I see. It's a good thing you met me at the station.
I had every intention of meeting you. I looked up all the trains.
You are full of surprises.
Hey, monsieur.
Ah, good afternoon, Max. 2 champagne cocktails. We'll order later.
Oh, no, thank you, Tony.
Hold on, Max. Why not?
Champagne before a business appointment? Oh, no.
Okay, it's up to you. 2 tomato juice. No, wait. We'll have the gazpacho.
Oui, monsieur.
Thank you.
What's that?
Cold vegetable soup.
Oh.
We'll celebrate with champagne later.
Celebrate what?
Your new job.
I haven't got it yet.
Don't worry about it.
Well, I do. Because I want it.
You want a job in the city?
Yes.
That's a switch. When I first talked to you, I had to twist your arm just to get you to try
it. I changed my mind. If I can qualify, I really want to take it.
When did this sudden change come about?
I can't tell you the exact minute. I was walking out of the station and looking at all those high, glittering buildings and all the people hurrying to do things, and all of a sudden it was, well, like shedding a skin. Bellhaven seemed a long way off. And I knew I wanted to get this job. I wanted to try for it.
Well, then we will have something to celebrate. Now I only have to know one thing. What train do you want to take to get back tonight?
Oh, I'm not going back tonight.
You're not?
No, I'm staying with Nancy in her room up at the Studio Club.
Now who's full of surprises?
Oh, well, I do have to call her after my interview. She may be alone for dinner.
No problem. Kate, you've made my day.
Oh?
What'll we do after lunch? Drive through the park? Go see the city skyline?
I don't care.
We'll plan the evening later. Kate, you're like a brand new girl.
I feel like a brand new girl. All I have to do is to get to that interview on time.
Here's your building, Kate. You have 10 minutes to get up to Al Ross's office, 38th floor.
Wonderful. What an afternoon.
Hey, maybe I'd better take those balloons.
I forgot I had them. They'd look pretty silly.
Oh, I'll sell them while I'm waiting here in the lobby.
Are you going to wait for me?
Certainly.
How do I look?
Beautiful.
No, I mean, am I all right? I was going to buy a scarf instead of these pearls. I hope I say the right things.
You can't help but say the right things.
Well, I've never done this before. Had an important business interview.
Time to go up, Kate.
Oh, wish me luck, Tony. Can I help you? I'm here to see Mr. Al Ross at 5.
Name?
Kate, Catherine Wakefield.
Oh, go right in.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. so I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Dayquil. I compared labels. Dayquil has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Dayquil can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Dayquil, new from Bristol-Myers. The following is a paid dramatization.
Hi, I'm his teacher, and that's Roland Gibbs on drums. He drew my picture last week with gray hair. Me, with 11 grays. I gave hair coloring a second thought. I found out about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, doesn't change my natural color, and it's good for my hair. Loving Care covered my grays and made my hair softer and shinier. Gotta give the kid credit.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair. Faces of Love has been brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse. Author's Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author's Studio is brought to you by Final Net Non-Aerosol Hair Mist, a sensible alternative to aerosol hairsprays. Rebecca Sharp today begin a new chapter of Vanity Fair. I have called it Sir Pitt Crawley, Baronet of the British Empire. A long, dullish title, to be sure, but it is my experience that persons not of the aristocracy are much impressed by those of noble birth. Listeners will thus conclude, with interest, that Becky is moving upward into most distinguished circles, far more genteel than the one she is quitting in Russell Square. To be sure, she will be only a governess. But who is to say what she may later be? More than she is now, you may be certain. At this moment, she is saying her farewells to Mrs. Headley, while her dear and only friend Amelia has led her father apart into another room.
What's this, Emmy? Surprises me you'd leave Rebecca's side.
I have need to ask something of you.
And is it so private you needs must whisper?
I fear Mama wouldn't approve.
Ah, then I've no doubt I shall approve. Come then, what would you ask of your papa?
When I'm 19, for my birthday, you promised to give me as many guineas as I'm years old.
And you want that little fortune now? Mm-hmm. Why not? I'll write a check and ask no questions.
No, Papa. I beg you to give it instead to dear Rebecca.
What?
She has nothing, and I lack for nothing.
What a generous child you are. Becky shall have 19 guineas right enough. That's her age already, is it not?
Yes.
And you shall have yours when you are 19.
Oh, what a generous papa you are.
Now come, sit beside me at the desk. I'll write the check now and add a pound or two for good measure.
We won't tell Mama, will we?
Not a word. Miss Rebecca Sharp. Now let's see. 19 guineas plus £2 is... Ah, what difference. I'll write it for £20 and be done with it.
Ellie!
She's coming. In here, Becky.
Your mother as well?
I don't think so. No.
The carriage awaits us, Ellie.
So soon, so soon.
You're driving with me, aren't you?
You know I am. I want to stay with you till the very last minute.
Mr. said, I don't like to interrupt your writing, but... I have come to say farewell.
No, my dear, I doubt you'd like to interrupt this writing, and I shan't allow you to. For farewells or aught else.
Goodbye, then. Thank you for all your kindness. Come, Ellie.
Here now, here. You thought I wouldn't say a proper farewell to the young lady I wanted for my daughter-in-law? Now, you know better, Becky Sharp. I'll have a kiss, too. And in exchange, you shall have this.
Oh, I have never had so much money in all my life.
My child, I've read your tea leaves, and now foretell your future. That paltry £20 is only a beginning. You shall have mountains more.
You shall, Becky.
I believe it. I vow it. It will be so.
In the Sedley carriage, Becky tries and fails to suppress her excitement. Amelia tries and fails to suppress tears.
Annie, I've never seen a baronet. Have you?
Oh, yes. At the opera, at balls, at the races.
Wouldn't Sir Pitt wear a star? Or do only lords wear stars?
No, I disremember. And I don't care what Sir Pitt looks like or is like.
Annie, I care. I have to care. I should live in his house in the country and teach his little girls, in a way, be part of the family. Though, of course, he'll be awfully proud and grand and treat me contemptuously. Still, I must bear my hard luck as best I can.
Oh, Becky, I'm very sorry I said what I said.
Oh, never mind, dear Emmy. You know, I've seen pictures of baronets. Sir Pitt will wear satin breeches and a coat with ruffles at the wrist and his hair ever so lightly powdered. Where are we? How much farther to number 12 Great Gaunt Street?
Great Gaunt Street is just beginning. Only a few minutes till you're gone.
Will Sir Pitt's townhouse be larger than yours?
Oh, yes, I expect so.
There's number 10.
Oh.
Number 11.
Oh.
12 is next. There. Oh, Samuel, stop the carriage.
Samuel knows the number.
That's the house. Why, it's not as big as yours. It's right on the street. Not even a wall around it. I was so sure there'd be a wall.
Samuel, go ring the bell, please. Sir Pitt's servant will lift down the trunk.
Yes, miss.
Oh, dearest Becky, don't go yet. Let's please wait till the trunk goes in.
Yes, all right. Oh, such a gloomy house. And all the stuff is closed.
Because Sir Pitt lives in the country at Queen's Crawley. People like that don't open their townhouses, except in the winter sometimes. He was only in London on business and... Oh, there comes the servant.
Oh, well, look at him. Dirty old breeches and gaiters, a foul old neckcloth. But why would Sir Pitt allow...
Becky, dear, he doesn't keep a staff in the city. I'm sure that's only the caretaker.
Which one be Miss Sharp?
I am Miss Sharp. Hand down the trunk and take it inside.
I may. Oh, I mayn't. And I will.
And tell Sir Pitt, Miss Sharp is here.
He knows. He knows.
This is what aerosol hairspray sounds like. This is what Finolnet sounds like. The big difference in the way they sound is the big difference in the way they work. Finolnet is not an aerosol. It's concentrated to give you a great long-lasting hold. There are no wasteful propellants. That makes it economical, too. 8 ounces of Finolnet go as far as 24 ounces of aerosol hairspray. You get a great hold at a great price. Finolnet. The first sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
Every woman likes to know she's the best she can be, so take a little time out for yourself, your looks, and especially for great-looking hair. Great-looking hair comes easily with Natural Wear Miss Clairol Hair Color. Choose from two personal formulas. Shampoo formula, our conditioning formula, is the easy way to get fresh, young color. Extra Rich Cream formula is the one hairdressers use, because no laboratory today has found a better way to cover gray. Shampoo formula or cream formula, try Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
Ah, ladies, I draw a veil over the sad farewell between Amelia and Rebecca. But I cannot throw a veil over the house Becky now enters. All is covered anyhow in the parlor to which the old functionary leads her. Furniture shrouded like ghosts, carpet rolled up, pictures hiding their faces behind old sheets of brown paper. the only objects not covered. Two kitchen chairs and a rough table gathered round the fireplace. A saucepan cooking on a feeble, sputtering fire. A bit of cheese and bread on the table. Beer in a pint pot.
At your dinner, have you, Miss Sharp?
Yes. Where is Sir Pitt?
Too warm for you.
No. Where is Sir Pitt?
Like a drop of beer.
I would not like a drop of beer, and I shall inform Sir Pitt of your conduct.
He don't care. Pretty bit you are. Sir Pitt likes him pretty, he do.
If Sir Pitt is occupied, kindly show me to my room.
Tis for Mrs. Tinker to do. Her be the housekeeper.
Well, she doesn't keep a very tidy house. Go and fetch her. At once.
She be along.
Am I to stand here doing nothing until it's you, Sir Servant, to appear?
Stand here and look pretty is good enough.
I shall most certainly inform Sir Pitt of your manners. Where is he?
Here.
I know he's here, but where?
I be Sir Pitt.
What?
I be Sir Pitt Crawley.
You are not. You can't be.
Ask old Tinker if I ain't. And you owe me threepence for bringing in your baggage. Good, good. You sit you down now and we'll have a nice bit of beer.
Ladies, you have had the honor of meeting Sir Pitt Crawley, British Baronet of Great Gaunt Street and Queen's Crawley. And that is quite enough for one day.
I remain he, your crafty author, William Makepeace Thackeray.
If I had a nickel for every minute I've spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night. And while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
These new Radio Playhouse programs return dramatic radio to daytime listening for the first time in many years. For 1 hour each day, we present serial dramas, a new and different alternative to the music, news, and talk shows. We hope you're enjoying our program and welcome the daily difference of drama. Won't you drop us a card and tell us how you feel about this new series? Write Author Studio, 345 Park Avenue, New York, New York, 10022, or your local station. Enjoy the difference of daily drama. The Author Studio has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxter. On the little things in life. Brought to you by Daytro, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers.
Haven't you been able to reach Mrs. Baxter yet?
No, sir. I've been calling and calling, but the line's still busy.
I'll get the telephone operator. Have her check, will you? See if the phone's off the hook.
I've already done that, Mr. Baxter. The operator said they're not allowed to hand out that information.
Well, who could my wife be talking to all morning?
I really don't know, sir. You want me to keep trying?
Yes, please, Miss Perkins. If I can't reach her by noon, I think I'll drive home for lunch. Something must be wrong. I know you women like to talk on the phone forever. That seems to me...
The Acme Electric Company. Well, I just want to say that I've been trying to reach you people all morning.
I want somebody responsible in the repair department, and please do not disconnect me again. Please.
Hackman Electric, repairman.
Oh, I don't believe it. I've been on this phone all morning trying to get you. Come in. Your switchboard's hung up on me all morning. I guess I can hang up on them. Well, at long last, hello.
Hey, good morning. Let's see now, Baxter, you need a new element to be installed in your oven, right?
Right, and I don't mean to antagonize you the minute you walk in the door, but where were you all last week?
Didn't they send you a card?
Yes, they sent a card saying you were going to be here last Monday. I waited all day Monday, all day Tuesday, on Wednesday I called, and I got somebody who said he guessed there'd been a mix-up, but you'd be here Thursday.
No, Thursday? Let's see, I was over in the Loring Park area.
And you certainly weren't here. Nor did you show up Friday, and I've just now spent the whole morning on the phone just trying to get connected to your repair department.
Yeah, well, I don't have nothing to do with it, you know.
It's pretty hard to find anybody in your company who has anything to do with it. Well, anyhow, you're here. You like some coffee?
Oh, fine. Is this the oven that needs a new element?
Yes, and a dishwasher that needs repair. The soap dish doesn't snap open. And the ice maker leaks in the bottom of the freezer part of the refrigerator. And on the washing machine, I don't have
nothing on the slip here but the oven repair.
Well, it doesn't matter. You're here. I'll tell you what I need done.
I can't fix nothing unless it's been ordered.
I did order it.
You did?
Yes.
Funny, I don't have it on the slip here. When did you order them other things?
Well, I called about the element for the oven about 2 weeks ago. In the meantime, the soap dish didn't open on the dishwasher and, you know, the other things I mentioned. So, when I called Wednesday, I guess it was, to see why you hadn't shown up, I told them that, well, whoever I talked to...
You talked to the dispatcher?
Well, I don't know who I talked to. I mean, I just told them, him, whoever he was, that when you came out, I'd like these other things done, too.
And what did he say?
Well, he said, fine, all right.
I didn't get no order for it, though.
Well, it doesn't matter. You're here.
No. I got to get an order for it. I mean, I got to get a signed order. I mean, I can't do no work on anything else, you understand?
No.
Well, I get my orders from the dispatcher, and he's got to sign them. Here, see this? This is my order. New element for oven. That's all it says. RJB. That's the dispatcher's initials. They got to be on all the orders. See? You understand?
No.
Well, I can't do no work except on the oven.
Now, look, when we moved here, we bought the stove and the dishwasher and the refrigerator and the washing machine from you people.
Yeah, well, that's the sales end of it.
I don't care what end of it is. It's the same electric company. We spent a lot of money with you people.
I'll tell you what you do. You get on the phone. Call this number here. That's the dispatcher. And you tell him what you told me. Tell him you ordered the rest of the stuff last Wednesday on the phone. And if I get an okay from him, then I can go ahead.
Look, I talked to him and I told him just... Oh, give me the number.
Yeah, right here. Ask for the dispatcher.
Yeah?
Just between you and me, he's kind of a high and mighty guy, if you know what I mean.
No.
Well, he's got control of all this and he kind of acts like a little Hitler, you know?
That's all I need. All right. In the meantime, since this cost me about $15 an hour, do you want to put the element in the oven so we don't waste time? Oh, there's your coffee.
Yeah, I take cream and sugar.
Sugar's right there, and the cream is in the refrigerator just on the top shelf. You know, I don't understand all this nonsense. We housewives spend half our lives waiting for you repairmen, and then we get all this nonsense. Hello?
Ask for the dispatcher.
May I have the dispatcher, please? Really, you know, there are times when I long for the log cabin days. We do. Hello? Are you the dispatcher? Oh, fine. This is Mrs. Hold on, he said.
Yeah. See, that's what I meant. Little Hitler. Likes to feel he's controlling things. Go here, go there. Do what I tell you or else.
Hello? Yes. Baxter, Bittersweet Lane. The man is here to fix the oven, and I just... Baxter. When he didn't show up last week, I called and said I also wanted my dishwasher fixed and the ice maker, which leaks. Baxter. What code number?
Oh, he wants the code number on the oven slip here. 579XJ.
Hello. 579XJ.
Tell him you want his okay for me to fix the other things.
I would like your okay for him to fix these other things. But I told you, or somebody, last Wednesday when I phoned, I said I have all these things...
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. You're still on the phone. I've had my secretary trying all morning to get you, and finally I said I'd drive home at lunchtime.
Here, take the phone. You settle this. I can no longer cope with this easy life of modern conveniences you men say we women have. Take over. This is my husband. This is the repairman from Acme Electric. And on the phone, here is the dispatcher from the Acme Electric Company. Now, you just take over. I've had it. I've really had it. I just can't take it anymore.
Hello. This is Mr. Baxter. What seems to be the trouble?
Now, sweetheart, you've got to calm down. I apologize for charging into the house and yelling at you, but I didn't understand all the trouble you'd had with this repair business.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Well, your problem, honey, is that you let these little things get you all upset. You've got to learn to relax, swim along with the current.
Mm.
I have things like this at the office all the time. It isn't work that wears people out. It's the stress of everyday life that gets people down. And you have to learn to ignore irritations that are very trivial, basically.
I do not think it's trivial when my oven doesn't work, my dishwasher, my washing machine, or my refrigerator.
Of course not, but you allowed the problem to get magnified out of all proportion. Now, I talked to the dispatcher, got his okay, and the repairman is out there getting it all repaired.
But you haven't had the weeks that I have had of trying to locate these people. I'm waiting for... Oh, well, forget it.
Excuse me. Everything's done. If you just want to sign a slip.
Oh, sure, sure, sure. Come on in.
I'm sorry. I apologize for being excited and losing my temper.
Oh, that's okay, Mrs. Baxter. That's all I see every day, hysterical women. Can't say I blame them.
Wait a minute. What's this? $8.50 for fixing the ice maker?
Time charge. I spent half an hour on it.
But you didn't fix it.
I cleaned out the water hose.
But you said yourself there was no obstruction.
That's right.
Then what are you charging me for? The thing is still leaking. You said so yourself.
Well, that's right. Frankly, I don't know what's causing the leak.
Well, then how can you charge me $8.50 for fixing it when you haven't fixed it?
Well, that's for my time. Those are my orders. I got to charge for time.
I don't care what your orders are. If I pay to have something fixed, I want it to be fixed. I'm not going to pay for the time it takes you to look at it to see it can't be fixed.
I didn't say it can't be fixed. What I said was, it might be the ice maker itself. And if it's your ice maker and you have to have that replaced, it's going to cost you a lot more, maybe $40, $50.
But why should I replace it when it's working?
Okay, but it's still leaking.
So?
So if it were mine, I'd put up with the leak and just mop out the bottom every week or so. It's a lot cheaper.
Okay, but I am not paying $8.50 when you haven't done anything but tell me something I already know.
My order's at the charge for the time I spend. When I get here, I mark down the time. When I leave here, I mark down the time. Now, if I stand here another half hour arguing with you, that's another $8.50, right?
Another eight.
I better mark down when I leave here. It all adds up. You got a complaint? You call the office.
Sign the slip.
I'm not signing the slip.
Your little woman's right. Sign the slip for the oven and the dishwasher and the washing machine, and I'll cross off the refrigerator, okay? You sign that. Then I'll make out another slip here for the refrigerator, which you don't sign, but I gotta turn it in. But you get a copy, and you take this copy down to the office.
Well, this is absolutely the most
important thing. Sign the slip. Sign the slip. Sign it for the oven, dishwasher, and washing machine. Sign it, dear. Sign it.
There.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'll find my way out.
All right.
Sometimes I think I ought to find an easier way to make a living. So long.
So long.
How do they have the nerve? Do they have the nerve to charge for something when it isn't even fixed?
Well, I know. That's...
Boy, I am going down to their office this afternoon, and I'm going to sail in there, and boy, am I...
What were you telling me? What were you telling me about? Learning to relax, swimming along with the current, learning to ignore the stress of everyday life. You said forget these trivial irritations.
Oh, shut up! I tell you, the world has gone crazy.
Well, I know. Either that or we will, dear.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Daytrol. I compared labels. Daytrol has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Daytrol can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Daytrol, new from Bristol-Myers.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, ban roll-on antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that ban roll-on antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of ban roll-on, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban roll-on antiperspirant, proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal. The Little Things in Life has been brought to you by Ban Roll-On,
America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
To have and to hold. To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Final Net, the non-aerosol hair mist that holds up longer than you do.
Now, not that sound in my head now. Oh, please, God. Where's the call button? I can just find it before. Oh, where is it? Where can it be? Jason! Jason, where are you? Oh, please, please help me. Nurse! Nurse, please!
Well, in my humble opinion, and don't argue with that, Emily is in good hands.
I've never doubted that. However, it's not Jason. The whole family is concerned. I see the three children every day, Marsh.
I don't know what they do without their Aunt Angela.
Oh, it's a nice feeling being needed.
Oh, Emily's quite a woman. I wonder if Jason knows how lucky he is.
I'm sure he does. You know, I think Jason and Emily are two of the happiest people I know.
You wouldn't get any argument from me on that.
Oh, well, can I freshen your drink?
No, it's fine, thank you. When you look around you and you see what marriage is for so many people...
Well, nobody promised any of us a rose garden. Marsh, you didn't say why you dropped in tonight. Didn't you know Jason was out of town?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
Well, there was no reason to rush home. Ginger's at some club meeting tonight.
By the way, did you know Caroline and Lynn Carter are back from Switzerland?
No, I didn't. Mm-hmm. I thought Jason said his sister and stepmother were extending their stay, not cutting it short.
Well, I think Robert was worried about Emily.
Oh.
I know Jason told him what her symptoms were.
I wonder if he knows something about Emily's condition that I don't.
How could he? I mean, you're her doctor. I'm sure he told you everything he knows that might help you make a diagnosis.
Everything he knows consciously.
Oh, what do you mean by that?
Angela, haven't you noticed in the good marriages there's a secret, silent communication that sort of shuts out everyone else?
Yes, I know what you mean.
And I think it exists even in bad marriages, but most of those messages are unprintable.
Yeah. And, of course, the children suffer the most.
I think it's worst when there's only one child.
I suppose it is.
Could I ask you a personal question?
And if I said no?
I'd ask anyway.
Doctors always think they have the right to some kind of truth, don't they?
I said this was personal. Why haven't you married?
You know, women aren't rushing into marriage the way they used to, or haven't you noticed?
Well, that's only recently, and it only applies to some women.
Well, I don't know why. At least not exactly. And the reason changes from time to time.
What do you mean?
Well, when I was very young, I was waiting for the right man. And as I got older, I wondered if I was the right woman. If marriage was for me, if I hadn't become too independent. And next year's reason, well, I'll tell you when I find out myself.
No, I don't know why, but that doesn't sound right to me.
Well, that's the best I can do for now. Here, your drink does need freshening.
Okay, thank you. No, I mean, some people are put off by marriage because, well, there are a few bad examples. And others, well, all they envision is some kind of perfection and they despair of ever attaining it.
And which category have you put me in?
I refuse to categorize you.
Oh.
But, well, look, take the Lynn and Bill Sloan marriage, or rather, late marriage. On the surface, it seemed fine. No public fights. Bill didn't run around, at least not that I know of.
That you know of, Marsh.
Oh,
apart.
Look, no one outside of a marriage understands it.
And even some of the inmates are a little confused.
Oh, that's probably Jason saying he's just leaving Cleveland. Hello, Dr. Carter's residence.
Is Dr. Foster there?
Well, yes, he's right here. It's for you, Marsh. Well,
who knows I'm here? Hello?
Dr. Foster, this is Dr. Gonzalez.
Oh, doctor, how did you find me?
I called your home, and someone there said you were at this number. I'm sorry to interrupt your evening, but Mrs. Carter is in a great deal of pain.
What does it seem to be?
She complained of intense head pain. I sedated her, and the nurse is with her now. I thought you would want to know.
Yes, thank you. Definitely. I'll come right over.
Joey, I haven't tapped it for years.
Mom, you're doing fine.
Double check.
5 minutes, Claus.
Let's sit down. We're meeting your father for dinner. How do I look?
You always look pretty.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Especially your hair. Mom, the class is starting.
Oh. Even when you can't hold up any longer, your hair can with Finalmet. Finalmet is not an aerosol. There's no wasteful propellant. It's concentrated to hold your hair all day. Finalmet holds up longer than you do.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Daytrile. I compared labels. Daytrile has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Daytrile can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Daytrile, new from Bristol-Myers.
You make good time, Dr. Foster.
How is Mrs. Carter?
She's just beginning to feel the effect of the sedative I prescribed.
All right, let's go in. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Marshal. I really hate to be such a nuisance.
Oh, nonsense. Now, here, let's just take a look at your pulse.
Why do you doctors say look when you mean feel?
I suppose because when we're taking it, we look you over.
Oh.
Can you tell me what happened?
I was sound asleep, and I suppose I was having a nightmare. I was in a jungle, running through it, trying to get someplace, and everywhere I turned, I heard these drums beating and beating, and then I guess I woke up. First, I thought the sound of the drums had awakened me, and then I realized they were in my head, getting louder and louder.
Hmm. How do you feel now?
I think a little better. The drums are down to small tom-toms.
Mm-hmm. Were you moving around much today?
I'm only in a wheelchair from one lab to another for the test. Has Jason come back yet?
Not yet.
Don't tell him about this, please. He'll just worry.
Emily, he's a doctor.
He's not my doctor. He's the husband in the cast.
Well, I think you're making a pretty good recovery.
Oh, tell that to the drums.
All right, I'll see you in the morning. Emily?
I think she'll sleep until morning.
Yes. Okay, let's go down to the coffee machine. Oh, my, I think I'll have some tea, considering the hour. Let's go into the lounge, Doctor. Oh, I'm sorry. You want some coffee?
No, just had some. Thanks, Doctor.
All right.
I don't have to worry about going to sleep tonight. Just the opposite.
Mm, the rich, full life of the hospital resident. Busy night?
Not too bad up here. But I understand they've had their hands full down in emergency.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can talk in here. Doctor, have you had a chance to look at Mrs. Carter's test results?
Yes. And I looked again after I called you.
And what do you think?
Whatever is there, we haven't been able to find it yet.
You think something is there?
It isn't. It's given an awfully good imitation.
And that's hardly a diagnosis.
That's just it. I think we might do those cranial plates again. Maybe a slightly longer exposure. I didn't think they were as definitive as they might be.
I agree.
Thank you, Doctor.
And I think we'll be doing a lumbar tomorrow.
I'll schedule it.
Oh,
don't write it on a chart until after midnight, will you?
If you wish, but why?
Well, you see, I mentioned the possibility of a lumbar puncture to Dr. Carter this afternoon, and he was very much set against it.
Well, surely he knows it's indicated.
Oh, of course he does. He's just reacting as a husband.
And Mrs. Carter didn't want him to be bothered tonight.
Ah, she knows him pretty well, pretty well. He may come by here and look at her chart. And if he sees the lumbar is scheduled... Well, anyway, I'll tell him in the morning.
And the angiogram didn't show anything.
I know. According to all the tests, she's a healthy woman. Oh, by the way, who answered my phone when you called me at home?
I think it was your daughter. It seemed to be a young girl.
Oh, I guess my wife wasn't home yet.
That's tolling for me, Doctor.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow. By the way, I think you did exactly the right thing, knocking Mrs. Carter out.
It seemed the only thing to do. She was in what the textbooks always refer to as exquisite pain.
Yes, well, let's hope something turns up that gives us a lead in the next day or two. We can't just knock her out for the rest of her life.
The following is a paid dramatization.
Hi, I'm the teacher, and that's Roland Gibbs on drums. He drew my picture last week with gray hair. Me, with 11 grays. I gave hair coloring a second thought. I found out about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, doesn't change my natural color, and it's good for my hair. Loving Care covered my grays and made my hair softer and shinier. Gotta give the kid credit.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an Oceder angler broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. Oceder angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Oceder makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound. Oceder makes your life easier.
To Have and to Hold has been brought to you by the Oceder Angler Broom. It gets the dirt other brooms miss. This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.